Jim. It's Late Night with Deanne here on RBN. Talking to my dear friend Alfred Weber. We've known each other by phone for how long? Almost like going on, I guess, 3-4 years, hasn't it? It's been quite a long time I've been talking to you, Alfred.
Right, right.
And you really don't think about that, but the thing is, the reason I brought this up is time has gone by so rapidly because we've been so caught up in these issues. We've seen, you know, you're a futurist, and I want the listeners to kind of understand you because, see, there's some threads of misinformation, too, about where you are. And I am going to kind of go in this, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. What's going on here, folks, is the fact that Alfred's been on my broadcast. He's been on numerous ones all around the world and invited as and was a judge in the tribunal in Asia against this house situation that he's been involved with the radiation issue and this issue and that issue. But his main issue was exopolitics, which dealt with the collaboration of outer space, you know, dealing with alien life of various other beings outside this galaxy, and setting up a platform of politics dealing with that issue once it becomes a directive of this planet. Now, what has happened over the course of the time, Alfred has been switching roles, as we all have, from going from one thing to another in order to help and support the Patriot community. He has seen tyranny from before, and he sees it currently, and he's been working nonstop to try to address these issues and give you know, the population what he could through the skills that he has as an attorney, as an international attorney, in fact, and being involved in, you know, all these different levels. And he's done an excellent job in doing this, as all of the other patriots. Now, because of this scenario, again, all of us are under attack out here, you know, nonstop, and it's gotten worse and worse. And the thing is, that when you mention exopolitics or anything dealing with UFOs or anything, immediately the concept is to stop. It's a lie. Don't talk about it anymore. And it is not a subject that people want to approach with this thing, with this policies of this government. And Alfred, am I explaining this well, or please
well,
help me?
Yeah, there's a direct. As a matter of fact, I see it's 8:03 right now. It's 8:03 Pacific time,
mm-hmm.
And as we speak, Exopolitics Radio this week's episode, which has been pre-recorded, is now going on the air and going throughout, throughout the universe, and it's covering just this topic. It's covering impeachment and exopolitics.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because both exopolitics and impeachment is proceeding from the same person, Dennis Kucinich.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to face one, you got to face both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to really face up to the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go into the 21st century saying, oh, it's the 19th century. We could just have impeachment, but we can't have exopolitics.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It's the 21st century. And this is how it relates. This is how it relates. And it may seem strange to people, but relax. It's Saturday night. Put on some music, and when we come back from the break, we can talk about it.
It sounds like we're going back to a break again. We'll be back here. We're with Alfred Weber and John Alastasis when we come back. And one chat as well here. We'll be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Well, we're back, and we're here with Alfred Weber, and we're talking about the issue of exopolitics. We're trying to get people to kind of understand what it means. It's talking about weaponization in space. Now, how does that input on us, you know, for one level? Well, it inputs on us because if you look up in space, I saw this the other day out of my window. I don't know why it was going on in the window, and I was looking at this thing, and I said, that can't be a plane that low just staying in one spot. And I kept looking at it, and it was like it had a... And it was the middle of the night, and it was a satellite. See, they have so many satellites up there. They have weather modification satellites. They have weaponry satellites. They have all kinds of stuff out in outer space. And there is supposed to be some type of limit to the weapons that they have in outer space. And that's where Alfred comes in with the situation with exopolitics. And that's just one minute level of exopolitics. Am I right, Alfred, or...
The key for the relating to impeachment, the key event in exopolitics
mm-hmm.
happened in your city of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and it happened at the Chicago O'Hare sighting of November 7, 2006, when a 20 to 60-foot wide extraterrestrial spacecraft came down upon United Airlines gate C-17 at 4:30 in the afternoon. It was witnessed by all the ground personnel, by the pilots, that radioed it over to the control tower, that and then it was the information was given over to the FAA. It's now documented that the FAA knows about it.
And it was briefly on the news out here, by the way, too.
Yes, uh-huh. And it was covered by all of the major news, uh-huh. from NPR, all of the major news, the Chicago Tribune. Now, there's a thing called the context communication theory of extraterrestrial communication, which we developed in the 1970s. And what that says is that all UFO encounters are, in effect, multidimensional communications from another intelligence to ourselves. They're like a dream, which is a symbolic communication from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. Now, what was that enormous UFO sighting, mm-hmm. on November 7, 2006? Well, the first fact from the context communication theory of extraterrestrial communication was that November 7, 2006 was midterm election day 2006. That was the day that the neocons, read the New World Order, lost control of both houses of Congress. They lost control of the Senate, and they lost control of the House of Representatives. They lost control of the Senate by one vote. And I can remember being on radio talk shows in the U.S. immediately prior to that, in October of 2006, when the Military Commission Act had just been passed, in which U.S. citizens could be designated as enemy combatants for the first time since the U.S. Civil War, where things were really dire, where if those two houses had remained with the neocons, the U.S. would be under military government right now. So at that point, an extraterrestrial vehicle came down on midterm election day, and they're saying, hey, folks, democracy is what it's all about. Fast forward to another extraterrestrial sighting, and that was in Cleveland, Ohio, Dennis Kucinich's home district. There was a peace rally in downtown Cleveland at the key office tower, a peace rally against Iraq, on March 10, 2007. That was the launch date of Exopolitics Radio. That was captured on film. We have it on video. And there you have an extraterrestrial vehicle came down over the peace rally. So let's analyze it. That's in Dennis Kucinich's district. It's about peace, and it's the people coming up for peace. So the that vehicle is signaling that the people coming out for peace is key, and that Dennis Kucinich might be key. Fast forward to the presidential debate of October 30th, 2007. What occurred there? Dennis Kucinich was asked whether the godmother of his daughter, in fact, had reported accurately whether he saw a UFO while he was at her house on Graham, Washington. And he said, yes, I did. And instantly that brought that subject into the presidential politics, where now all of the presidential candidates have to address this issue. And what happened immediately after that, is that on that Wednesday, on that Tuesday and Wednesday, Kucinich brought the impeachment resolution under his high constitutional privilege to the floor of the House of Representatives. He had enormous focal power, the focal power of the world behind him, because it had just been brought there because of the focalizing power in the debate on whether he had been asked about, had seen a UFO. So what's driving the entire dynamic of the presidential race now goes back to the Chicago O'Hare airport sighting of the midterm election of 2006. That goes directly to the fact that an unusual victory was won on the floor of the House of Representatives in the week immediately after Kucinich was asked about his extraterrestrial sighting on a national the televised debate in news that was carried around all over the world. That's how exopolitics meets politics. That's how the extraterrestrials are actually winning back the United States. That's profound, deep political analysis that you only hear on Extrapolitics Radio and now on the Diane Burley Show.
Well, I hail you there, and I'm going to go to Bill. Bill, you're still there?
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, now, do you have a comment that you want to bring on?
Well, I would only follow on with the good doctor's observations. The people that are new, that are listening, that are relatively uninvolved presently, are having a hard time digesting our request that they immediately get involved and become active in whatever form of fashion and time that they can allot in their busy lives. The comments and the observations of the good doctor are only bolstered by the fact that we have the legislative treaty events hard copy on their own letterhead that go way back to this issue of the weaponization and or existence of extraterrestrials, whoever or whomever they are. So it isn't an issue of, you know, the tin hat foil crowd, you know, just kind of pipe dreaming here. This is reality, a battle between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Bible that our Lord provided for us as a guide, and I'll just close with the commentary that it was by their fruits that they would be known. A very simple, very basic, elemental, natural law observations that the good doctor and John and certainly our friend from the Republic of Texas made earlier,
mm-hmm.
that it is by the biblical law of right and wrong that we make our determination and the direction of the battle. I can only ask the good listeners to become involved right to the point of teaching the young children how to pray fervently every day, and that he will never deny the children.
Mm-hmm.
And we turning our face to the good Lord, repenting of our individual and collective sins. And I mean, we represent just the small voice in this whole entire milieu,
mm-hmm.
that is speaking for all those that are certainly in much more precarious and weaker situations throughout the world. DeFore being just one of many, many that we would have allowed by either our ignorance, our inattention, or our inactivity of riding very close herd over a government, not necessarily our government, but a government that has gotten totally out of control. Get with Mr. Kucinich's office. If you would, get with congress.org. It isn't how much you work, folks. It's how effective you work any more than you pray. And thank you, Ms. Deanne, and all your wonderful guests, as usual, for their efforts for the Republic. I'll jump away.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. And then I want to go to John. John, you've been hearing what's going on. Do you have an opinion here?
Well, it's basically we've got to take action. You know, we're sounding the horns. I realize that Washington is pretty controlled and that people are either on the wrong side or they're scared to speak up because, as Cynthia was kicked down in Georgia, they attack you, they destroy you. It's like saying, well, I guess I'll lose my paycheck and I'll lose my job and maybe even get thrown in jail. So I can understand the concern about not speaking up, but it's to a point now where you know, you got to take a measure of your own soul. As we can see our Akashic record, there's a picture being taken of you and a measure of you, and you've got to answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're going to break, and we'll be back off. And John, please hold that comment. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, we're back. This is Deanne, RBN. Also, next week on Truth Radio, on Wednesday, we're going to have Helmer von Kemp on. He's a former German soldier from World War II, and he's going to explain what was going on at the time of World War II and how close we're at the same parallel today. So that's going to be on my Truth Radio show from 6 to 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's very important that we kind of come together on this issue. And again, I left off with John last time talking. And John, you got the mic again.
As I mentioned earlier, and a couple things that were brought out that really struck home base with me, if we really could go around and arrest those banking people, or if the banking people could wake up and recognize that they're destroying their own country and that they might get in line next, that we need to react to these situations, not just we need to call into Congress and make issue. We need to put our banner signs up and our bumper stickers and whatever we can do to make issue. And as we got different expertise in all of ourselves, we might be able to make the food a little better so we can make people sharper. We might be able to realize that, geez, we're putting poison in this food, so maybe I'll try to change that so they won't be poisoning the food and dumbing us down. There's different aspects. of how each one of us can help. And we all need to take that direction, and because as you get close to death, you'll start talking to God. I don't care if you're atheist or whoever you are. As you have a near-death calling, you may have your life flash in front of you, and they call it the Akashic Record.
Mm-hmm.
You're on camera all the time. If you think you're doing right, just think, well, geez, if someone was taking a picture of me, would I still be doing it? That exists all the time. You just don't realize it. We take it for granted, and we're spiritually dead. We just don't want to know that we're on file right now. And so as we have a responsibility to our soul and to community, take and act on it. Act positively, because you can be wrong and been wrong, but the only way to start doing things and getting back up the ladder is to start doing things right. We're responsible for our own souls, and when you're there answering for it, it's you. You're the one that's responsible.
Alfred, do you want to make a comment on that?
Well, I've been struck by the depth of both Bill and John's insights going to the spiritual dimensions of our experience and of this crisis that we're in now. Crisis, of course, is just another word for opportunity, and I do think it is a multidimensional effort that we're in, as Bill was saying. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the program, or at the beginning of his intervention, what I was trying to illustrate, because we've been focusing on Congressman Kucinich, is that he's really a multidimensional Congress, a multidimensional candidate, and perhaps the only multidimensional candidate in the race. Some of the candidates are one-dimensional or two-dimensional. They aren't even three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Kucinich, if you look at him, he is the one that is backing up and behind both the impeachment effort, which is the largest victory that we've scored in this Congress. Number two, he's behind the Stop the Iraq War movement, and now he is the mainstay of the intervention of higher dimensional intelligence, which we can document empirically with the Chicago O'Hare sighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to introduce in a scientific way, because this is the 21st century, the fact that humanity is not alone in this struggle, and that there are higher dimensional forces of an ethical nature that are trying to help us come up to a new standard and a new level, both in the nation of the United States, in all of our nations, and on our planet individually. So I think that Kucinich turns out to be quite an individual, and we're only in November of 2007, we have a year to go. I think it's going to be quite a year, because as we speak, there's almost a Hegelian dialectic going on. At the other end of the Hegelian dialectic, we have Richard B. Cheney and George W. Bush. Now, I was on the Yale campus with both of those guys. Cheney flunked out of his sophomore year, the year right ahead of me. Bush was almost kicked out because he was a sadist who branded the incoming fraternity pledges with hot irons. And so I've been following both of these kooks for a long time. They're trying to start World War III. So, you know, welcome to planet Earth.
Well, we'll be back right after this break. Over here, we're Alfred Weber, 800-313-9443. Be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN. Again, we're here with Alfred Weber, John Alastasis, and I'm going to bring John from Little Rock, Arkansas in. John, are you there? John from Little Rock, are you there? John in Arkansas, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. Everything's all right, yeah.
Are you able to hear a broadcast?
Yes, I am. I got only one problem with your guest. I might disagree with you about the extra-dimensional beings from the other realm. The only UFO I worry about is our own, the one that's made in the good old USA, and the fake disinformation they put out. But other than that, I agree with you on everything else. Now, I would like to say this. These are the same people that sit up in Washington, D.C., that threaten to take away our gun laws and threaten to arrest people if they seen with anybody of Al-Qaeda. I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was one of the Muslim students from overseas. Now, if that Muslim student was under surveillance when he talked to me, you know what that means? Under our current law, if that Muslim student was a member of Al-Qaeda, that means I, too, can get a trip to Gitmo. Because the Patriot Act plainly states anybody involved or near them or talking to them
mm-hmm.
makes me an enemy. So I was wondering, I hope this guy's not a member of Al-Qaeda trying to invite me to come to the mosque. You know, because under our law, that makes me an enemy, just talking to him. And I want to say this, too. This is the same people in Washington, D.C. that don't care nothing about no homeless veterans that are out here in the cold shivering right now under bridges and stuff. The VA is supposed to take care of these veterans under the so-called Heather French Homeless Veteran Assistance Act that was named for Miss America. Billions of dollars have been appropriated to help these poor homeless veterans out here, and all the people taking care of them are the churches. So, to your guest, I agree with you 100%. But as far as the UFOs and cheaper carbon is concerned, I can't prove that, but I can sure prove that these, I don't want to say the name, people are diverting all this money to other causes. Some of it is so black and so deep, we'll never know where the money is going to. And I want to say one other thing, too. On my own, I'm tackling these people, and it's just me, no funding, no endorsements, no nothing, because I'm a homeless myself. So I know how they treat people, courtesy of Washington, D.C., because I'm barred from the VA system. Now, if we want to talk about how conspiratorial these people are, look what they've done to all these homeless veterans that got back from the war, and they're out here in cardboard boxes. Now, that's conspiratorial. And I applaud Congressman Kucinich for what he did this week. Now, this is a smart move going after Dick Cheney rather than the president himself, because if they go after Dick Cheney, they didn't go ahead and take him down, rather than going after George Bush, because if they go after George Bush, guess who gets to become president? So I applaud Congressman Kucinich for what he done. And oh, by the way, I want to say one more thing. I have moved to a brand-new network, and it's called TalkShoe.com, and that person don't have no control over there, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. You found another place. That's great. John, give a plug to your broadcast. You are in Little Rock, Arkansas, and tell them the time that you're going to be on or the best time they can hear this broadcast you have.
At my new temporary home at TalkShoe.com, I did a test run tonight at 8 o'clock, which is Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock our time, for 30 minutes or more. It was only a test run, and I had to schedule a show. Unlike the other network, which I won't bother plugging, you can just pick up a phone and do a broadcast. Well, they didn't like my politics over there, so they censored me. But that's okay because, see, I don't get back on my feet, and it didn't take very long. And I'm setting up something now where I can do a schedule, and I hate doing schedules. TalkShoe.com, the name of my show is The Truth Hurts Radio Show, as it was at that other network that we won't mention. I don't even want to plug them.
Well, thank you, John. And John, Stasis, I want to ask you the same question here about the thing with Alfred. You realize what's going on, correct, with Alfred?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple things I kind of thought about a little bit. Alfred, are you aware of the mechanism that Slim Sperling uses to help the crops and help clean the air up? He has a mechanism of the air, of the water frequency that he puts through a harmonizer, and it will radiate out 15 miles, and it creates a supersaturation of the air of water harmony, which will dissolve almost all the air pollution, and it also helps the crops grow, and it also puts the electromagnetism balance back on the earth. And the thought I had on that, number one, is if we could get a pile of people using that, it would help on the physical end, because we have to be in balance of spiritual, practical, and scientific. And so if we started using that mechanical method of the harmony, and then also we have the God harmony, and I was going to call Slim Sperling's operations up and see about putting that God frequency through the harmonizer and seeing if we couldn't generate a majestic feeling of love and everything else around to turn things around, because we're in complete devastation right now in a lot of people. I didn't know if you had any experience with that at all.
You know, as you're saying it, I'm writing down the Slim Sperling Harmonizer in my journal here. I divide my time almost 50-50 between fighting the darkness and what I call lighting the light.
Amen,
and
brother.
And my work in lighting the light consists in working with new energy technologies and other new technologies to actually build a new planet here. And I'm as long as we're talking, quote, out of the box, I'm very, very happy to share with you that there's a thing called the Lunar Embassy, which was founded by Dr. Dennis Hope back in 1980. He was going through a life transition, and he looked up the moon, and said, "Wow, there's a lot of territory up there." So he recalled that there was a loophole in the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which prohibits nation states from laying claims to celestial bodies, but it doesn't prohibit individual people from doing so. So he filed a claim of ownership to the moon and to the celestial bodies of the solar system, and filed it with the UN and served notice on all the 190 UN member nations, and none of them objected, and began selling acres on the moon for $19.95 each. And now he has 4.5 million property owners on the moon in 180 countries, which include three former presidents and a bunch of celebrities and a whole, you know, network of people, and is busy wanting to create a tax-free zone on the moon, and so you can create a whole business, kind of a new society based with a lunar bank and computers there and everything. Well, in 2003, they had a constitutional convention of the 4.5 million property owners on the moon, and they decided to form what's called the Galactic Government, mm-hmm. which was billed as the most enlightened government ever to exist. And if you look at its constitution, it's very much along that line. So while I was in Washington D.C. in September at the X conference, I received a communication from Dr. Hope asking if I wanted to be the Secretary of Justice and Attorney General of the Galactic Government. And I said, sure, I'll do it. So I'm now the Secretary of Justice and Attorney General of the Galactic Government, which has 4.5 million citizens and property owners on the moon. And we have a plan called the Earth-Moon Ascension Complex, which is outside of the governmental framework of India, China, Russia, the United States, the European Union, which are all nation states inside of the rubric of the permanent war economy. I mean, all that nations know how to do really well is wage war. Make it difficult for their people, and that's unhistorical fact. So we are now have underway plans to put out. We have RFPs and are putting out proposals for new energy craft, lunar transport to get back and forth from the moon. We're in touch with the people who have made Biosphere 2 to do biospherics and terraforming on the moon and to establish a part of the galactic government as headquarters there and just get outside of this permanent war economy system, which is just a front for the city of London and the House of Rothschild, which is worth $100 trillion. It's just a scam game, and they've been running wars for thousands of years and keeping us as slaves. So that's part of what I do with my activity also. And I just want to commend, you know, to the gentleman down in Little Rock. I was spent time there and briefly taught journalism at the University of Arkansas, is that, you know, keep an open mind, but don't put down other people's beliefs. Just let them believe in parallel to you. There's no reason to say that you don't believe anything. That just happens to be what you don't believe. I just want to read this from the page about the impeachment and the Judiciary Committee. Those who would like to call there, the number is 1-800-828-0498. And the note that they say is that John Conyers, the chairman, has two junior staffers that are taking calls. Please know that the best way to get the message to the other members of the committee is by calling directly each member using the toll-free numbers and asking for them by name. Uh-huh. The above number will get messages to Conyers' chief of staff. However, he is being bombarded with messages from across the nation. Call, but also place calls to other National House Judiciary members.
Uh-huh.
Most staffers told me that it is better to spread the messages to other House Judiciary members. So those of you who are out there, I would say to mark down this number, 800-828-0498, go to house.gov, look up the membership of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican and Democrat, get yourself by a phone and just call up these people. I mean, there aren't that many of them. It'll take you an hour and a half out of your day,
mm-hmm.
and you will have touched all of the members there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that do you think the American population is really going to that extreme? Alpha?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel the American public is ready and willing to go to the extreme? I mean, please come, you know, proclaiming themselves as being proactive and actually doing things. You know, do you think that we are proactive, or do you think that we're kind of like docile to this system?
Put it this way. I believe what Margaret Mead said, that do not underestimate what a small, committed group of people can do to change history. It's always happened that way. And we are at a circumstance now where, as the gentleman from Arkansas said, all of our guests have said, the polls say that 50%, 51% of the American people, I believe that that's the figure, it's in that realm, think that Richard B. Cheney should be impeached. And so we're touching a nerve there, and the members of the House Judiciary Committee now have that bill, House Resolution 333, before them, and that's what they're paid for. And by keeping the pressure up there and keeping it constantly there, just keeping that barrage of calls coming, this is going to work automatically. This is something that is going to work automatically. We just keep it on coming, keep on coming, keep on coming.
You know, these people are removed out of office. What next? I know we have to went into, you know, try to clean up everything that, you know, they have done.
The thing is that if we do get a hearings in the House Judiciary Committee on House Resolution 333, that means that all of the issues in the Bill of Particulars are going to be, you're going to have hearings with them with sworn witnesses. So finally, all of this material that for the past 7 years has been embargoed by the mainstream press is going to be on national television 24 hours a day, which means that the people are going to wake up.
Mm-hmm. And they're waking up now. It seems, you know, the longer we're in this, more and more people are waking up, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I was talking about, you know, Kucinich, you know, out of everyone that's been there, he's been really working the Congress and Senate.
Yes.
You know,
He seems to be truly the one multidimensional candidate in the 2008 U.S. presidential race to date.
Well, Alfred, we're going to break, and if you could also, when we come back, give information on your site, appreciate it. We'll be right back after this break.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
wrap up now. And this is a final segment of the broadcast, and I want to stop for a moment and ask Alfred, please give the information of the call numbers for this very important issue in regards to Representative Kucinich, and also information on how they can hear your broadcast coming up next week.
With regard to Representative Kucinich, that's House Resolution 333. Please call 1-800-828-0498. That's a congressional switchboard. And then you can ask for the office of Representative John Conyers and tell him and his staff that you want the Judiciary Committee to hold hearings on Resolution 333 to impeach Richard B. Cheney. You can also go to House.gov, get the list of all the Republican and Democratic members of the Judiciary Committee, and call each of them up. The call is free. Just call directly that member's office and register your opinion. It's the power that you have as a citizen under the Constitution of the United States, We call this Operation Constitutional Restoration. We're restoring the Constitution in the United States. You can hear view our information at www.exopolitics.com, and you can hear our Exopolitics Radio at www.exopoliticsradio.com.
Oh, and thank you very, very much, Alfred, for coming on board. And John, do you want to say something before, you know, they close the show?
Well, I'm just wanting to tell Alfred that, you know, those people that bought my land on the moon, because when I was a little kid, I told my girlfriend that that moon was mine.
Now you have to take them to court.
We're just a bunch of lunatics, face it.
Oh, boy.
Well, I thought the U.S. put the flag on it. You know, it's like the France put the flag on the Louisiana Purchase, you know.
Oh, yeah, but under the treaty, nation states cannot lay claim to any celestial bodies.
Okay. Well, I guess it's who gets there first.
Well, they've been there. It's just that we haven't been there. In mind, we just don't realize what's going on. You know, we're just... We're moving up, and we're behind, but we'll get there.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, next week, don't forget to visit me on Truth Radio. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on Now Live and Blog Talk Radio. And Alfred, we're going to visit with you next week again.
Great.
Peace, love. We'll be back tonight. Thanks, John, in Arkansas. Don't forget to go to his broadcast as well, John Charles Healy. He's homeless, and he's doing a broadcast, and he's doing what he can get the truth out, too. Good night, peace, love. Be back up. With